We went over to the Mendocino Music Festival on Sunday night to check out the scene and the vocal stylings of Maria Muldaur. The massive white tent sits majestically on the cliffs with Matt Rowland's red and yellow silks waving wildly above. She's a pretty powerful, talented singer. She doesn't write her own songs, but sings covers, blues, and spirituals. Her latest release is a pro-peace endeavor called Yes We Can. That's after a Pointer Sister song that was popular in the 70s. She told a wonderful anecdote about sending a recording of the song to the Obama campaign and received a handwritten letter from Barack Obama thanking her and assuring her that they would use it on the campaign trail to inspire the electorate. And so it was. Last night we all sang along, some with gusto and some with hesitation.
And do respect all the women of the world. Just remember that you all had mothers. We got to make this land a better land.
Our president was in Africa at the same moment, in Ghana, apparently speaking truth to power to the masses in the sub-Saharan continent. Though he acknowledged the terrible colonial past the people were subject to, he basically said they should pull up themselves by their bootstraps and get it together. He and his family took a tour of the Cape Coast Castle to inspect the dungeons and passed through the door of no return, where slaves were taken never to return. He was visibly moved by the act, and to me, that itself is an enormous shift in power, because there is right of return in that very moment. Yet, at the same time, his rhetoric was also, to my mind, very privileged, instructing the people to create strong institutions. I wonder if he is referring to the institutions in America that are now looting the treasury under the guise of falling to their knees. GM, Fannie Mae, even American Express is going bankrupt. Is he talking about our healthcare system? I don't know. I wish he would simply apologize on behalf of our nation and the world for raping and pillaging their natural resources from diamonds to gold and promise to pay reparations for the destruction and murderous practices of Shell and Chevron. Those pipelines have all but destroyed the rivers in the Niger region and Ogoni lands. I wish he would have discouraged female genital mutilation and the ongoing mining interests and cacao cartels. I wish he would have gone to Kenya, his birthplace, or Zimbabwe, or Congo, defying the gravity of the situation, to give even those countries in which he does not agree with the government hope. Standing strong against tyranny and murder instead of praising the newly christened George W. Bush motorway in Ghana. According to the New York Times bestseller list, the number one book is Catastrophe, an urgent warning to stop Obama before he changes America into a socialist state and destroys the very fabric of the nation. Number two is a conservative manifesto by Mark R. Levin called Liberty and Tyranny. And Bill O'Reilly's memoir is number six. While it is clear that the majority in America elected Barack Obama to be president, there are more people reading about his threat than his hope and change. Is it that the left are not big readers? Are we busy texting, twittering, Netflixing, and blogging? God, 10 years ago, none of those words would have made any sense to us. But let us open our books and put a different title on the bestseller list. One written by Paulo Coelho, author of The Witch of Portobello, which was on the New York Times bestseller list for a while and can rise again with our help. Brazilian-born Coelho is the author of 26 books, such as 11 Minutes, Veronica Decides to Die, and The Alchemist. But this latest, The Witch of Portobello, is the kind of book that in itself is a revelation, a revolution that comes from the heart and the soul of the earth herself. Because Coelho, having been committed to an institution when he first came out as an artist, is fully aware that institutions are for the insane. We want change. Yes, we can. And remember, change comes from within.
I know we can make it. I know that we can. I know darn well we can work it out. Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Why can't we if we want it? Yes, we can. Can. I know we can make it. Come on, let's just make it on. I know we can make it.